CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Secretary of State Rubio has a meeting scheduled today in Saudi Arabia with Ukrainian officials, hoping to nudge forward their idea of a partial ceasefire with Russia.
The two nations will work on negotiations to end the war with Russia.
This is not a conflict that can end by military means. It can only end by diplomatic means. And the president's role is to bring them both to the table to get this resolved.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. wants to hear what concessions Ukraine is willing to make.
You're not going to get a ceasefire and an end to this war unless both sides make concessions.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Russia says it has largely repelled a Ukrainian drone attack that killed three people in Moscow. The Trump administration arrested and wants to deport a Columbia University grad school student who helped lead pro-Palestinian protests there. But legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum tells us a federal judge temporarily blocked deportation with a hearing coming up.
One can imagine that the hearing on Wednesday will involve the Department of Homeland Security arguing that Khalil is subject to deportation because he presents a risk to national security and, as the main organizer of the Columbia protest, has provided material support to Hamas. Khalil's argument is that he was merely exercising his First Amendment rights to criticize Israel.
A Colorado law to prohibit trying to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity through conversion counseling will go before the Supreme Court. Former federal prosecutor and Loyola law professor Lori Levinson.
Now, this has been a controversial issue, particularly under the Trump administration. But there are legal issues ranging from the First Amendment to due process and to whether people have the right to make these changes in their lives. So the Supreme Court has decided to take this case, and it will be heard in this upcoming year.
28 states ban conversion therapy. A bus crash on the Garden State Parkway in Montvale, New Jersey, injured several children. CBS News New York reporter Naveen Dalwal.
One child was critically injured. Now, sources say when the bus flipped over, that child was ejected and the bus landed on top of them. Now, crews worked fast and were able to rescue the child and get a pulse.
The search continues for a missing University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared on spring break in the Dominican Republic. 20-year-old Sudiksha Konaki was last seen by surveillance cameras on the beach. She grew up in Northern Virginia, where her congressman is Suha Subramaniam.
Worst nightmare. I've got two daughters, and I just think about a scenario like this happening to them. It's you know, really heartbreaking.
Crews have begun removing the yellow Black Lives Matter painted on the street a block from the White House under pressure from congressional Republicans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
A lot of ink has just been used up in Baltimore.
As many as 20,000 people went through the doors of the 17th annual Baltimore Tattoo Arts Festival over the weekend. One of them, Cruella Morgan, says conventions are a safe space for people who often get a lot lot of stares and comments on the street.
Bringing all the weirdos to a place where they fit in. They all have someone that looks like them.
Many who attended already had tattoos, and some were thinking about getting more, including one man who, since 2021, has gotten a fresh tattoo every time the NFL's Baltimore Ravens won a game. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The NFL's 52-hour legal tampering period arrived with stars receiving big contracts to either stay put or join a new team. The Bills' NFL MVP Josh Allen agreed to a deal with a league record $250 million guaranteed, and Browns' edge rusher Myles Garrett will stay in Cleveland with $40 million in annual salary. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few high clouds for the overnight as a southwest to westerly wind will be a little gusty at times. Lows dropping back into the upper 30s. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Winds turning to the northeast. Highs in the mid-40s, then falling late in the day. Right now, it's 51.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
if you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do.
If this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The good love when we're all alone. it up, girl.
Gotcha, go, go.
Yeah, you turn me
gotcha,
on.
Go, go, go.
I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Magazines.
And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. This is the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. 'Cause one is the loneliest number that you ever do. One is the loneliest number. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Well, I've one more night together.
train and I must go. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Right on.
dedicated to the one I love.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine launched a huge drone attack on Russia ahead of today's meeting between U.S. and Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia. The BBC's Tom Bateman says they'll discuss possible ceasefire terms.
The big concern of the Ukrainians is that that ceasefire so far appears to come without any enforcement mechanism to ensure that the Russians can't simply rearm over the course of a year or so.
European and Asian markets are mixed after Wall Street's sell-off. Market strategist Michael Farr.
If we stay committed to these tariffs and in this direction, I think markets will continue to go down.
Futures are higher this morning. A federal judge has blocked the deportation of a pro-Palestinian protest leader at Columbia University. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
On its face, the detention of a green card holder in a facility set aside for undocumented immigrants who are facing almost certain deportation seems patently unlawful.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Don Rosen starts the